Welcome to Talking the Talk, Healthy Sexuality Conversations. I'm Vanessa Hamilton. This is the podcast that is going to encourage and support you to be the main sex and sexuality educator for your child. Do you want to feel confident and comfortable to have healthy and positive conversations about sex and sexuality with children so that you will be the first person who educates them about each topic? This podcast will provide you with surprisingly simple and effective, actionable tips to clear the fears and uncertainty around essential sexuality conversations with kids. Each episode, I'll answer questions from parents and cover a variety of different topics. As a bonus, you might just get that sexuality education you missed out on when you were growing up. So as my tagline says, let's get started. It's easier than you think. Just a word of warning regarding the content. This podcast is not suitable for children. At times, it may contain explicit themes, including sexual themes, sexual abuse, and other adult conversations. Mostly, it'll be fun, informative, and insightful, but at the same time, please be sure to pause and take a breather or check in with your usual supports if any sensitive content brings up difficult thoughts or feelings for you. Just before I talk about the usual sexual development and behaviour, what's typically expected for ages 5 to 12, I just want to read a quote in the book for us to keep front of mind when we're talking about this age group of school children. Sex is not for children, but human sexuality is. We can't just leave it out, this part of being human. We need to talk about it with them to keep them safe, happy and healthy. So human sexuality for kids is just keep that word sex, that crazy word, which I don't like, out of the concept around talking to kids about human sexuality. It's so much more than what we generally think of when we hear the word sex. Think sexual and reproductive organs and health, for example. It's not about the desire and the intent and the sexuality that occurs post-puberty and beyond. So although they do need to learn about aspects of that later on. So let's go through the checklist. So childhood sexual development and behaviour, and then the conversation checklist you need to have with your kids of these ages. Now, this is just a quick guide. It's by no means comprehensive or complete. It's just to give you some starting points to get started to be the main sexuality educators with your kids. So 5 to 8, these are the usual development that you can expect so that you can respond positively. A child will be aware of and will develop a strong sense of their gender identity, usually male or female, but not always. Some children's identity will not be as clear to them or those around them. Adults need to acknowledge that not all children will identify with the sex that was assigned to them at birth, and not all children will identify with male or female. They might identify as something other than that. So basic understanding of sexual orientation, so 5 to 8, they'll get an understanding of heterosexuality, homosexuality, bisexuality. Usually expected development, introduction of knowledge and social norms related to the role of sexuality in relationships. Understand proper terminology for sexually related body parts, sexuality related body parts, vagina, penis, vulva, scrotum, clitoris, ovaries. Usual development, they're interested in how bodies work. They're interested in learning about relationships, hopefully more from the bubble of school and home than from the bubble of media and TV and TikTok. So what was I saying? Interested in how bodies work and learning about relationships, developing into an understanding of puberty, human reproduction, including the role of sexual intercourse, and knowing that it's not just for making babies. Some children will show early signs of puberty, and they'll have a developing sense of privacy, which happens at different ages. You know, I've got 3 kids and all of them have got very, very different history of when their privacy development started, stopped and changed. So relevant behaviour you might see in this 5 to 8 group, which you can expect and respond positively to. Consensual curiosity and exploration-based sexuality play with same and other gender peers and friends. So there's a traffic light resource that tells you when you need to be concerned about that sort of play-based curiosity. There's levels of things to do with whether it's consensual on an equal level, and then which is fine. It becomes more problematic if there's coercion or adult themes or persistence, etc. That's a different resource and podcast for you to have a listen to. 5 to 8, occasional masturbation. For some children at this age, masturbation may begin to take on a pleasure-orientated rather than just self-soothing relaxation focus or reaction. Use of slang words to describe body parts and sexuality. They will test the waters with you. And that's part of their learning, saying those words for the first time. They might request privacy, such as when showering or changing at the pool. I remember one of my kids saying, "So, Mum, I think I'm pretty ready for you not to see me in the bath anymore." I think that was six. And I said, "That's okay. I'm not really interested in looking at your body in the bath, but I need to be here for your safety, to help with your hygiene, et cetera, et cetera." And they're all fine about that. They might compare genital characteristics with peers. So this is typical relevant behaviour that's to be expected, and books can help with this rather than them looking at other kids, because we also combining that with privacy conversations. They might copy observed behaviour that they see on TV, sexy dancing or language heard, such as adult-themed comments or media. So your checklist, it's pretty long here for what you should cover for 5 to 8-year-olds. Human sexuality is positive, not approached with fear and danger, so you might need to do a bit of soul searching and research for yourself to make sure that you approach with a positive outlook rather than the past fear and danger approach. Sex, intimacy and outer course can mean many different things, and it's only for adults. It's only for adults and never for children's minds or bodies. That's a checklist. Make sure they know that. Sex, sexual encounters, sexual intimacy is private and for adult minds and bodies only. Intimacy should always be consensual and pleasurable and joyful. And it's good and important to say that those encounters that two people have together are really fun and pleasurable and consensual and joyful. And kids will go, "Oh, it's disgusting." And you say, "Yeah, it's disgusting to you because it's for adult minds and bodies only." And adults don't think it's disgusting. Adults think it's great, think it feels good. And that's because their bodies and minds have grown into it. Names of body parts, including the internal sexual and reproductive organs, including the clitoris. Gender diversity should be part of everyday conversation and inclusive. And one example of talking about sexual intercourse for the 5 to 8-year-olds, when the person is ready, the vagina accepts the penis delivers the sperm travels up to meet the egg or the ovum. And that's one example of why people might have the activity of sexual intercourse. There's other examples as well. Rules about talking about sex and sexuality, especially if you're having fantastic open conversations at home. Just say, you know, you can ask us anything, you will not get in trouble, but to say it's not your job to teach the other kids at school, that's their adult's job. Puberty explanation. So I'm talking about 5 to 8-year-old age group here, especially in the context of the capacity for reproduction. It's good that they know about puberty before it happens, and some kids will start at 8 and some of their friends. Internet use only under adult supervision, never alone in bedrooms. I'll just say it again. I won't explain it. Internet use only under adult supervision, never alone in bedrooms, 5 to 8 years old. Reinforce and expand knowledge of rights. For example, your body belongs to you. Reinforce and expand knowledge of responsibilities. So their responsibilities. So their responsibilities about the rights of others and themselves. So equal relationships related to sexuality and social interactions, both real world and online, and developing that sense of empathy and putting themselves in the shoes of other people to think about that getting that foundation for their future intimate encounters. So 9 to 12 years old, usual development that you can expect, so you can respond positively. Physical changes associated with puberty will happen usually within 9 to 12, sometimes 13, 14, 15, 16 and later, but they need to know about it because it's happening around them. Psychological social changes associated with puberty is usual development. Awareness of rights and responsibilities related to sexuality and relationships. A development of media literacy skills, hopefully, learning to understand, interpret and evaluate media sexuality messages and imagery that they're confronted with all of the time. And not so much confronted, but they're just surrounded by. The relevant behaviour that you can expect, and again, this is not a comprehensive list, just some things to think about. Excuse me. So 9 to 12 years, so thinking that end of school year, grade 4, 5, 6, potential intimate encounters with peers such as kissing, hugging and holding hands is typical behaviour. And again, use the traffic light model about thinking about what's typical behaviour and what's not okay, what might be orange or red rather than a green category, such as coercion, sexual adult themes, persistence, inequality in the age or stage of the child. I won't cover that here. So more relevant behaviour, dating, you know, having boyfriends and girlfriends in grade 5 and grade 6. Masturbation in private, so touching their genitals. And with that puberty onset, that will start to occur with desire and intent. That will start to develop rather than just the self-soothing that it was when they were younger. So they might have a potential preoccupation with sexuality, most likely trying to seek information. Really, they just want to know what it's all about because they're surrounded by messages of it. So frequently makes references to sexuality, increased use of languages, jokes, and exhibition behavior. Interest in sexual references in the media, they're curious. And what's all the big deal about it in the silence? More relevant behavior, increasing requests for privacy within the family, mobile phone and social media use to connect and communicate with peers. So it's a really important time frame. So a pretty long checklist for you to just check you've covered these. I'm just going to read them out. Complete knowledge of the physical and psychological aspects of puberty. Protect from, prepare for porn and media sex. So put the blocks on and have the conversations about porn. You can look that at other podcasts or and in this booklet, I've got some conversation starters about pornography for the older kids. Your checklist, respectful relationship conversations, give accurate facts and information before they hear it from peers or in society. Many conversations about respectful relationships and appropriate social interactions. So calling out advertising themes, especially its sexualization of women and young people. Self-esteem and empowering, self-expression conversations. That sense of self and body autonomy needs to be instilled in them, especially around that age of 12 when so many things happen. They go to high school, they have more independence, they have more access to the phone on their own, and society, the commodified society, is giving them this idea of their sexuality is their worth and you need to look like this to be popular. So they need to have that strong sense of self to say, well, I don't need all that, I can be who I want to be. And so that predators online who are saying, oh, you're beautiful, and oh, you're amazing, and I'll talk to you, so that they don't feel so vulnerable that they think, oh, that person wants to talk to me, thinks I'm beautiful, I'm going to talk to them. That sense of self of what, why is that person saying that? That's weird, I don't need that. Again, I've oversimplified that, but that's just some example that you need to read more about. So more to your checklist. Guidelines for sharing images online. It's your decision how you take photos and store them, but you've got to understand the risks involved with that, storing and sharing those images, and talk about that digital footprint. And being coerced into images. And again, that open conversation, you can tell us anything if anything has happened. And check the eSafety Commissioner website for resources on that. Three more things on your checklist for 9 to 12-year-olds. Broad and increasing conversations about sexual health, including delay of potential first intercourse, contraception, safer sex, STI prevention. Remembering they're about to go to high school, that older age of this age group. Social skills and education related to the rights and responsibilities in relationships and mutually satisfying interpersonal relationships. So everything that people do together should feel good. No one should coerce anyone. Why would you want to do that? Because it's such an awesome experience that two people are seeing the same movie because they both want to, or that two people are holding hands because they both want to. Teach enthusiastic, ongoing consent. So that's enough to get you started for the ages of 5 to 12.